and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. U.S. Special Forces head into Sudan to airlift dozens of American diplomats from the embassy in Khartoum.
President Biden says he issued the orders to get U.S. government personnel out from there. In a late Saturday night statement, the president thanked U.S. service and embassy personnel and nearby countries he says were critical to the success of the evacuation operation. The president says he continues to get regular reports from Sudan calling the violence there tragic and unconscionable, calling on the belligerent parties in Sudan to implement an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Mr. Biden says the fighting there must stop. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Near Salt Lake City, two homes broke apart and collapsed as their foundations gave way to a landslide. KUTV's Ariel Harrison reports from Draper, Utah. Oh!
Police say this started after the crowd threw rocks and bottles at officers. Chief Steve Miletis said he is still reviewing footage to see whether officers were in the wrong.
Tensions are high, and as a community, we must choose a path forward. We can choose a path towards healing, or we can choose a path towards destruction.
This time near Salt Lake City, two homes broke apart and collapsed as their foundations gave way to a landslide.
Right now we're seeing neighbors come here and help these poor families evacuate who have concerns just due to the instability of the land where we've had these structures fall. There are safety concerns in this canyon below. There are trails people walk on, but we have entire homes that we're talking debris that have fallen thousands of feet, I'm told, into the canyon.
Gail Christian, a black journalist who made her name in an industry dominated by white men, has died at the age of 83. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
She became the rare black face on the evening news at NBC and went on to be the news director at the public station KCET in Los Angeles and later at PBS in Washington. Christian told the Chicago Tribune that she always wanted to be the black reporter, as in covering black stories, because she felt it was very dangerous for a group of people to live in a society where they are not allowed to represent themselves.
A man is under arrest in Tampa, Florida, on allegations of kidnapping and sexually assaulting a DoorDash driver. Police say the attack took place around 11 p.m. Tuesday at a Residence Inn hotel where the female victim had exited her car to make a delivery. The suspect allegedly approached her at gunpoint and sexually assaulted her at a nearby apartment complex. The victim had her AirPods in and was on a call with a friend who realized what was happening. The family of the victim called police and then tracked her to the location using her phone. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation today, otherwise overcast. Highs around 45, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, chance for snow showers. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Paranoia, tantrums, and a price. Maxine Kevy with brand new 20-minute mission there. That is Room 8. Words before that. Their new album is pretty good. You got to check it out. You got the show coming up on Saturday, May the 6th in Portage at the 301 Productions up there. That's a new venue. We'll circle back to that in a second. The show with 20-minute mission is happening Saturday, May 6th with Mile 134, Jungle Hammer, Double Speak, and Nightmare Hippie Chickens. Love that name. It's an early show, too. Early-ish, I should say. Doors at 6, show at 7. Now, the new venue, it's right in downtown Portage, Wisconsin. That's where the north begins, don't you know there, eh? 301, what is it? Greg and Desiree are up there running that place. It's pretty cool. I got to get up there and say hi and check it out. Hope you do, too. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy. So it's hard rock, metal, punk. We got tunes on the way from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some Brash Menagerie here shortly. And Bad Year. Coming up next half hour, we're actually going to play a few songs from Maybash and give you some information about Maybash. And looking forward to that. It's a Memorial Day weekend up in the R10, or a.k.a. Rio, Wisconsin. Don't call it Rio. If you go up there and call it Rio, they're going to throw beer cans at your melon. Guaranteed. Let's do some brand new Rograd here. These guys got a new album out. It's so good. Satisfaction guaranteed. Drag Strip Queen. It's Maxine Kevy on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes?
Center.
Brash Menagerie. They're so fun. How about some bad year right now? It's Blackout from Faded Memories on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Memories, Blackout. That was a remix, actually, from their older stuff that's made it to the newer album, Faded Memories. Nevertheless, I love that song. I love playing it for you. Bad Year, you can see them twice in Milwaukee coming up, where they have Shank Hall on May 19th and also the Cactus Club on May 29th. Of course, Brash Menagerie before that with Clown Suit. Love that. I love the horns and the punk rock, too. That's pretty cool. Lords of the Trident in that set as well. They just wrapped up a big Southwest tour. They were on the road for like the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. They just wrapped up. Their next show is in Minneapolis. What's the date on that? Wednesday, May 17th for the Rhapsody of Fire Glory for Salvation tour. That's at the Caboose up in the Twin Cities. And then they're going to be doing a Madison show on Friday, June 2nd. That is at the Crucible with Night of Round, Trash Pandas, and Queen of Dreams. I have that date circled, or this show circled on my calendar. That's a Friday night, too. That's at the Crucible, presented by Adrenaline Armory. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you for Max Inc. Heavy, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. All of it on the heavy side, because, you know, it is Max Inc. Heavy. We are happy to say we are sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts here in Madison. Three locations on Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore's Tomato Pies. .com. And by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. The Takeaways, they have a show coming up next Saturday. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot 56 out of Chicago. A couple other bands playing. That's going to be a good show. This is Saturday night, though. Maybe I'll pop in after Heavy and see what's going on. It's The Takeaways and end up here on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Oh, you don't want to play, eh? Kick you in the eye. Play the song. Sorry. Mixing Heavy with the Takeaways. All right, so Saturday, April 29th with Flatfoot 56, Something to Do, and the Takeaways. That's at the Crystal Corner Bar. That's going to be a good show. Hey, stick around. Coming up after the break, we're going to do a little thing for Maybash. Maybash, we got Looks to Kill, we got Thunder Goat, Rictus Grin, a couple of new songs in there that I have not played or even heard. I'm excited about Thunder Goat. This song looks to be promising. In my initial debut of it, I was very pleased, and I hope you are too. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And of course, we'll have all the details about Maybash, plus Essential Last Crack. Let's start that over. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Max 8 Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden sends special forces into Sudan, Africa to evacuate embassy staff. Molly Fee is with the State Department.
Suspending operations at one of our embassies is always a difficult decision, but it was a necessary precaution taken for the safety of our team.
Two homes break apart and collapse down the side of a large hill near Salt Lake City. KUTV's Ariel Harrison is there.
It's just unbelievable that yesterday there were homes standing here, and now they're gone, and we have a whole lot of debris we're dealing with.
Police in Akron, Ohio say they will temporarily stop using non-lethal forces on peaceful protesters. WOIO-TV's Caitlin McCarthy is in Akron.
Members of the Akron Bail Fund say officers should have never deployed pepper spray and smoke bombs at them. The nonprofit group has been marching since Jaylen Walker was fatally shot by officers last summer.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fire, better to win, black in the sky, and the wind is still.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is Looks Can Kill and Can't Change. Shout out to Darcy and her new band. They're playing Maybash Memorial Day weekend. So is Wizard Hammer, who we heard just before Looks Can Kill. I'll circle back to Maybash in a second. I want to give a shout out to Wizard Hammer and Carbellion and Iron Plow and thank them from the bottom of my heart for coming out and playing Bomblastica 2023, 27 years of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. That was last week at the Wisco's, a really cool show. We had some technical problems with the live radio broadcast, but we got through it, and it was a great night. I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. It was great to see you down there, and thank you so much. And here's to another year of Max Inc. on the air here at Civic Media and online at maxincradio.com. All right, so Maybash. They're doing a recording in Neiler Studio. I don't want to, like, scream, Maybash! Maybe I will. So that's happening Memorial Day weekend. Have you been to Maybash? Have you never gone to Maybash? Maybe this is the year you should go to Maybash. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's in Ryo, Wisconsin. It's on private property. And it's just a weekend of camping, rustic style camping, and music and shenanigans. It's a really good time. And your host, John, he's a really cool guy. And Rick Disgrin, Dez, and Larry, they put all it together. There's like 39 bands, 40 bands playing this weekend. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What a better way to spend your Memorial Day weekend than to go to Maybash up in Ryo. It's a lot of fun. Another band that's playing Maybash is Thunder Goat. This is a new band for me. They're from Tolma, Wisconsin. And I previewed their album that's up on Bandcamp right now. You can grab that. Download it for your musical pleasures. But this particular song struck a chord with me. Killer Bong, dude. It's Thunder Goat on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Oh, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah!
Davis Angel, that's Bronze Scorpion on Maxine Kevy. We are local music. Rictus Grin before that with Dark Heart Feather. That's brand new. I have not heard that song before. I think this released about a year ago or so. Thunder Goat before that with Killer Bong Dude. Killer Bong Dude. I like that song. I like this band, Thunder Goat. If you check out their Facebook page, there's a really cool cover picture. It's like very animated. It's really cool. Anyway, check that out. May Bash, happy Memorial Day weekend. Get your ducats for that. Stick around. We got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. And YLab is going to help us out. YLab, Last Crack, what?
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and